Hello. This week, the world seems to have reached a new level of cruelty as new US President Donald Trump's instant ban on immigration to the USA from 7 Muslim countries created distress and alarm on both a personal and an international scale. Meanwhile, many here in London reacted with horror as they saw UK Prime Minister Theresa May fly direct from a hand-holding cozy-up with Trump to an arms deal with Turkish dictator Erdogan. Ah! Has the world gone mad? It's very tempting to dismiss Trump as a buffoon with a bad haircut, so vain that he spent much of his first few days in office tweeting about the size of his inauguration cries, or how the New York Times were being mean to him. Well, my feeling, this is all very deliberate. You confuse your enemy with a blizzard of image issues while getting away with murder. The stakes are way, way higher than Trump's bad selling and night tweets. So, here's a way of looking at it. Trump and his appointees are some of the most ruthlessly aggressive and nasty men in the world. For years, I believe, they have been brainwashing people in the UK and the USA to distrust experts, bureaucrats and lawgivers, and not to mention the EU and immigrants. And their method is very simple, tried and tested. The method dates back to the 1920s and is the brainchild of Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays. Bernays was convinced you can persuade people of almost anything by the power of association, by making simple subconscious leaps. And he proved this with a stunt of devastating simplicity. In the 1920s, hardly any women smoked, but Bernays changed all that overnight just by photographing 6 models on a suffragettes march defiantly smoking. Ever since, women have often associated smoking with rebelliousness, even though this is utter garbage. The technique was a great favourite of Goebbels, and Bernays just shrugged when he heard that. And of course, it's now a staple of advertising. But now, Trump and his supporters have taken it to a new and even more dangerous level with the aid of the internet, which seems tailor-made for it. Truth and argument are not an issue. You just link 2 things in people's minds and the damage is done. Immigrants, overcrowding, swarms. Liberals, snowflakes. Intellectuals, tricksters. Refugees, Muslims, terrorists. Post, repost, easy. Slogan, slogan, link, link. Doesn't even matter if you admit the link was garbage afterwards. The damage is done. It's especially powerful if it's based on fear because it gets straight through to the subconscious. This played a big part in the success of Brexit in the UK and Trump's campaign in the USA. And it's almost impossible to defeat by logical arguments because the link is subconscious. A second psychological trick is the shock doctrine, analysed by Naomi Klein's book of that name. It's a radical psychotherapy developed in America half a century ago. The idea is to expose patients to such an extreme shock that their minds are reduced to a blank canvas on which you can write anything. The Chicago School of Economists ran with the idea well beyond the idea of the world of psychology, and they applied it to economies across the world to so frighten people that they embraced tough leaders and extreme neoliberal economics. Simple. You just create an extreme economic crisis so that worried people beg for help from the turkey killer. Sound familiar? Well, that happened across South America and in Russia, and is the idea behind austerity economics. There is now a name for this approach. It's called disaster capitalism, and we are witnessing its triumph in America and the UK right now. And there's another, even more massive idea, but I'll talk about that another time. Trump's supporters have readily admitted that one of their principal aims is the destruction of the EU. Theresa May, along with most of the UK Parliament and Leave voters, have been played for suckers. Out of the EU, the UK becomes just a plaything to be crushed beneath the ruthless financial and military power of Trump and his cronies, and the weakened EU, one of the world's few strongholds of social democracy and the rule of law, is left to be the prey of Trump, Putin, and Erdogan. These ideas seem all-pervasive and cow us into a sense of impotence and hopelessness. Well, that's so here in the UK, maybe not so in Australia. But they are illusions, no more real than the shadow on a child's bedroom door at night. It looks like a murderer coming to get you, but of course it's just an old dressing gown. So, maybe it's about time we'd switched on the light and make the shadow monster vanish.